We do gotta do a little toast. Once again, we brought the 1972 helmet, Super Bowl signed by Zonka, Jay Scott.
Cheers to the 72
boys. Cheers to the 72 boys.
We still
roll. Undefeated. Only perfect team. We still ride.
Welcome to another episode of the Melo Confirmo Sports and Betting Podcast. We got Dan on the fucking show.
Family affair, boys. Let's
go.
Family affair.
Glad to be here, brother. Glad to be here.
Yeah, long overdue. But, I mean, dude, we couldn't pick a better week with Penn State, Ohio State this weekend. So we're definitely going to get into that. But before anything, we got a lot of heat this week on the show.
I may need to address the audience.
Yeah. I was about to say, please make a public announcement to our fellow followers.
Listen, fellow listeners.
And Panther lovers.
And Panther lovers, people who,
support a real football team.
Yes, exactly. Maybe not last week. It was not our finest moment.
No.
It was not my finest moment. I couldn't have been more confident. And so I'm here to say, I apologize to absolutely fucking nobody. The double champ does what he wants. I mean, listen, new week, we move on. Plus 5.5 is screaming again. We play Wednesday night. No, but yeah, honestly, that was brutal. That was actually one of the ugliest. And the thing is, like I said, UTEP tried their hardest to give us that game.
As well as they looked in the first quarter.
Yeah.
After that, dude, I mean, we had every opportunity.
Our defense held them to 6 points in three quarters. Like, if you can't put up any points, mind you, we kick off the half, we score, bring right down, score a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then we get the onside kick. And then we're like, all right, momentum fully on our side.
I think we went 3-0.
We did nothing with the rest of the game.
Yeah, we didn't know
we couldn't score again. And so, ugly loss. It truly was. Honestly, I was talking to Eric about this, and I think if it's not the worst, it's probably a top three loss in program history for a few reasons. One, national televised game hurts.
Yeah.
And it's not a national televised game on Saturday.
It's exactly when no one else is playing.
Wednesday, there's nobody else. It's us in another Conference USA game. We had a lot of eyes on us. We debuted the Vice jerseys that were a huge hit.
Those are beautiful.
Yeah, they're the sickest jerseys.
I kind of heard a lot of mixed reactions, though, from the jersey.
Okay.
I like the feel a lot, too. I thought they looked badass.
But, yeah.
I think the jersey looked good when you lose.
Well, yeah, now. Yeah. Well, but the thing is, dude, we had a blimp there. We had a blimp. We had
which people thought was a UFO.
Yeah.
Dude, God forbid a blimp goes off in Kendo and everyone's like, oh my God, it's a UFO. My God,
well, there's only 25 blimps in the whole world. That's a fun fact.
Yeah.
What?
Crazy. Yeah. Oski Bielan.
Yeah, that's an Oski stat.
25 blimps.
There's only 25
blimps. One was on that game on Wednesday Night Football.
That's how important the game was.
Yeah.
We had one of 25
in the
game
world
watching us.
Well, I know why people think they're UFOs. No one's seen those things.
And it's like, it's the fact that we fumbled that game away was embarrassing. But, you know, what can I do except
pick them again, bounce
right back.
Yeah.
I even pick them. Listen, I won't give that pick yet. But no, seriously, it was just embarrassing. It was tough. It was a tough weekend. Luckily, it was a Wednesday game, so like I got to enjoy like all the Saturday games, and Sunday was awesome.
This is the week we turned it around, though, because the locks have been bad.
We started 9-1. Yeah,
and it's
been pretty bad. And then our guests too have not done us any favor.
No, Eric's only one.
I changed that around. Don't you guys worry.
Yeah,
right. I'm known for my good picks.
Eric's been the only one.
I'm known for my locks.
Danny Locks over here.
So today we're actually recording on Monday night. So we actually got the Monday night game going on right now. No, I don't think we had any picks in this game, so it doesn't really affect anything. But
we're cheering for the Cowboys. Not any. We'll take any AFC.
Yeah, exactly. Cowboys, so. Which I.
I hate that too. I know Lewis
is desperate for a win today.
Lewis is crying on his couch right now.
But let's get into some Finstock. Another good week, as expected. But obviously, there's a big game coming up this Sunday. So, what was the feel going into or post Panthers game?
Well, I'll give you. You're going to the game.
Yeah, well, I'm, I mean, I think the Panthers game, we all knew it was a trap game coming in, and it was definitely apparent that we were down 14-0. So I was like, everyone's like, damn. But then we turned it around real quick, and that's this team, man. We're that team this year, man. It's crazy. So, I mean, I got all the confidence going to Philly. I mean, I hate that they just won. I hate that they beat the Jets on – I mean, sorry.
That they lost.
Lost. Yeah. And that the Jets just beat them. So, like, they're going to be all riled up. They got the Kelly Green's jerseys. But you know what? This team's different, man.
Throwbacks.
We should be ripping the throwbacks. Seeing the loss is pride, dude, man. He got pride with that whale logo. So,
I mean, he did the little waddle this week.
He's shaking out. He's 85 years old, man.
I think he might say – I mean, look, we're winning without the old – Without the throwbacks, okay.
If we win, we win. I don't care.
When are we scheduled to?
Yeah, watch? I think it's
one. We got Pats and Cowboys.
Against the Cowboys.
Christmas Eve game.
We're gonna wait a little bit.
Nice. It's like half Miami's gonna be there for halftime, and like they're out. Notre Dame is gonna be going out.
Dude, I'm so pissed that it's on Christmas. It would have been way better if it was on Christmas Day.
Yeah, 100%.
Like last year, people in Miami celebrate Christmas the day before
Christmas.
There's
gonna be so many Cowboys fans.
Yeah, I know.
100%.
It's gonna be annoying.
There's gonna be a lot of them, but whatever. That's too far ahead. We got a big game this weekend.
Big game this week. I love the way we played this weekend, even though we came down. We started off sloppy, but I'm extremely hyped about how they responded because historically Dolphins teams don't do that. But we didn't give up any points besides the pick six late in the game by Mike White.
Yeah, which was terrible.
It was comical. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. But it was just like, dude, we were firing on cylinders. Defense looked good again. Again, we're not playing anybody out of the ordinary, no one crazy, but I do think we're taking care of business against the teams that we have to. We're pacing on historical records. Mm-hmm. Now it goes back to what team is going to show up in Philly this weekend, because we know it's the team that showed up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Wasn't the same team. So how do you think we respond? And like, do you think we show up the way that we should?
Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting 40-0. In all seriousness, though, the thing about Philly, which is their bread and butter, obviously on the defensive side, is their D line. I'm hoping Connor comes back this week.
I think he will be.
Obviously no Armstead, but the O line has been very impressive this year for all the guys have missed time. The fact that going into the season it was everyone's biggest worry, and it's been one of the things that when we've spoken about it on this show.
Yeah.
How improved they look, and a lot of guys stepping up. This is by far, we've had some tests. This is a next level of test.
This is playoff atmosphere that you're going to.
Looked at the lineup in the beginning of the year, obviously the Buffalo game was that game in week four. Philly game was that game.
The Sunday night, the fact that it's Sunday night, it's prime time.
Prime time. It's Tua versus Hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's electric.
Don't forget who got bent for who.
Exactly. That's an underrated storyline. No one has brought up yet, but that's going to be a huge talking point.
Going into the week, that's where everyone's going to be talking about.
And it's going to fuel him too.
I wonder if Hurts hates Tua.
Dude, you can't hate Tua.
You can't.
Unless you're from Buffalo.
Apparently a lot of people don't like Tua, but...
Haters.
For literally no reason, though. Yeah. I mean, the guy does everything right, man. Even in his post-game conference, he was like...
He's just the nicest guy.
He does everything well. Yeah. And he's coming.
He's leading mass service.
It's insane. It's insane. I mean, he's a great
spokesperson
for the NFL.
I got a church on Sunday. It's Hard Rock Stadium, so...
Huh?
I got a church on Sundays. It's Hard Rock Stadium. I watch two of them. So
I'm good with it.
A good Tebow. Yeah. Did you guys see that photobomb on interview? Like, he did an interview before a game and he photobombed his
own. I saw. He's a clown and he's having fun, which is great. But I don't know. Like, I'm sold. I wasn't sold. I'm getting sold because we're continuously putting on those performances. But again, I need to see it against a team like Philly.
That's fair.
And Mike, I think, is going to coach a good game. But how do you say his
name? Nick Sirianni.
He's a beast of a coach, too. Mm-hmm. Hurts is coming off a 4-interception game, too. So, I want the defense to get more turnovers. I don't think we've done a good job of that this year.
Yep.
We're negative in the turnover difference right now.
Which is nuts.
Which is wild.
We're 5-1 and we're not turning the ball over.
Yeah.
I don't think we've gone on picks since week two, I think.
No, our point differential is out of control. Our point differential is out of control right now. Let me see what it is. We know at home it's like plus 83.
One of the things that actually that gets me the most excited about this Finns team is that they play. Obviously, everyone knows how fast we are. We're the fastest team in the league. But it's like fast and loose, and like everyone's having you got Reek out there doing backflips on people's phones. like this team just like loves to like just have fun, and they're dominating. Like that offense is it's generational. It's like it's literally the greatest show since greatest show on turf, essentially. Them and like the Saints and whatever. Mm-hmm. But like the weapons that we have are insane, and we're not even fully healthy. You know, this is going to be a big test for us, obviously. But like, just looking down the line, and I know we've mentioned, it's just like, this is by far the best team we've ever had in our lifetimes.
By far.
None of us
sitting there on the offensive
have seen, a playoff win. Like, this is the most excited I've been. And I'm always excited. I'm always hyped. I'm always optimistic. But this team is like truly,
it's different.
As long as obviously everything, we're already kind of banged up. If we can get healthier, that's the key. Like you got to get healthy in the winter. And we've got a really good winter schedule in terms of a lot of home games. And, so far, so good. I've got really no complaint.
The defense sometimes, but they've bounced back. They've played well enough, obviously, to win games. Yeah. And we're winning them convincingly right now.
Yeah.
And like we were talking about before the pod, like two games already this year where our starters don't even play in the fourth quarter. Like that doesn't happen in the NFL.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's praise to the offense, but that's also praise to the defense too.
Yeah.
If we can go into Philly and just have a dominant performance against Philly, this is ours.
The league will be on watch.
Yeah.
If we do that. Because the 49ers, they looked vulnerable. Props to that defense. I think that's an underrated defense with the Browns.
Oh, the Browns, yeah, but they have that defense is stacked.
It's a good defense.
They're 49ers. I think right now, statistically, they have the best defense.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Jets defense is legit too. I don't care what anybody says.
They did that without Sauce last week.
Without Sauce.
Or this week, I guess.
Yeah. But,
look at the Bills.
There's good defenses, and good defenses can win games. Yeah,
exactly. The Bills almost lost to the Giants. Yeah. They're saying that's we have a cupcake schedule, but you play in front of you.
Exactly. What I was about to say that.
And by the way, going into the season, we had the hardest schedule.
I think it was second, but yeah. It was
the Eagles, actually. Yeah, I think it was second to the Eagles.
You're talking about a team that may have not had the hardest schedule to date, but neither of the Eagles, neither of the 49ers, neither of the Bills, you go and you beat the teams you're supposed to, and you move on to next week. That's what it is. Every Sunday, you're not guaranteed anything. It's not college. Every Sunday, you're not guaranteed a win. I can promise you that.
Well, that's the thing. If you're a good team, you have to beat up on the bad team.
Exactly.
We're doing exactly what the good teams are supposed to do.
Exactly.
And we're just doing it, honestly, way better than anyone's ever really done it because we just put up a ridiculous amount of points.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But actually, I want to talk to you, get your thoughts, because I obviously got a lot of boys from Philly.
Yeah.
Shout out Matt Hemsley, that bum. any early chirping? What are your thoughts going into Philly?
Obviously, I had a couple of drinks at the tailgate on Sunday, so I was already chirping off the chat. They're coming at me already saying, look at that Panthers game, already up 14-0 on you guys. I'm like, I was silent, we came back a little bit. I'm keeping quiet for now, man. That game's going to be huge, obviously. I got a ton of boys up there.
They also were
Philly.
Talking, and they ended up losing to the Jets.
Yeah. But again, I was rooting for the Eagles because I didn't want them to lose, obviously, the Jets.
No, I did not want that at all.
Sucks for us, but they're going to come in on fire. They're going to come in with some heat.
And I think we are too, though.
Yeah, which does remind me, we do got to do a little toast. Once again, we brought the 1972 helmet, Super Bowl signed by Zonka, Jake Scott.
Cheers to the
72 boys.
We still
only undefeated. Only perfect team. We still ride. Cheers.
Water's in the house, baby.
But it's gonna be a good one.
It's gonna be electric for sure, man.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a crazy atmosphere. Kelly Green's are debuting first time in 10 years.
Well, you've been to a Philly game already.
I went to the Eagles Giants game last year in that playoff game. They dominated the Giants.
Herbert stinks.
But yeah, it's a crazy environment. It's gonna be nuts. Sunday Night Football, everyone's gonna be hammered. Those Philly scumbags are gonna be off the wall. We just gotta match the energy, man.
We gotta match, and we really need Connor Williams to be healthy. That to me is he is the silver bullet of that offensive line. Even though it held up pretty well. Say his name.
Nope. Right? We don't say his name on this podcast until further notice. Till further notice.
The Eagles just lost Lane Johnson. So.
Is he going to be out finally?
I don't know if he's out, but he went out last game.
The thing is, like, this season, I mean, I say this pretty much almost every year, and I've said it, I think, on this pod before. This season seems people are way more banged up already. Like, the Eagles are really, like,
we say that every year. But,
like, dude.
But, yeah, I agree.
Bro.
It's been a lot of season ending injuries.
Trevor Lawrence, a bunch of quarterbacks. Justin Fields. McCaffrey, Lane Johnson. Yeah. Like,
what's the status on McCaffrey's injury?
I think it was oblique, right?
Yeah.
I think it's similar to what Jake
like an oblique, like a week-to-week situation.
This season now.
Yeah, and the University might be out for the rest of the season.
It's rookie of the year, man.
I know, it would have been.
Boom.
We'll Stroud.
Yeah. If A-Chain was in the hour. Yeah.
The best players. Fournette's lost.
Debo's day-to-day, though.
Debo, Trevor Williams, and McCaffrey.
Debo should be fine, from what they're saying.
I mean, we're banged up, too, though. That's the thing.
I know, that's the thing.
Everyone gets banged up in NFL, so it's like.
Everyone's always going to be banged up every week. That's why depth is so damn important. I mean, look, we knew that we corner position, right? It's a pass-heavy league. That's why we have 8,000 corners on our roster, because and we know that they need to play well, because look what happened. Ramsey got hurt before the season even started. Needham and Crossman, those are two guys that we've been missing all year that played a crap load of snaps last year that are going to be a huge lift for that defense, because we've been relying on Eli Apple, Kohu, and the rookie, essentially, but we haven't even
seen him yet. Too much of Cam Smith. He played a little bit, like, I'm hoping he gets more reps. Like,
we were thinking we were going to see a lot of him.
This is probably a great game. He's like a long corner, and like AJ Brown, whatever.
Okay.
Devonta Smith.
That's a good point.
These are long, like, big receivers. We got to match up with them.
How do you envision, because Diggs ate up Kohu last game.
Actually, before you continue that, I also just realized X is also injured. So, like, that's another question of, like, you're about to, like, go into that, like,
like, the depth.
The depth. X is also injured. So, like, I'm actually, I didn't even take that into account, because, like, if he doesn't play this week,
I hope
we are really, like, really pushing straws.
Like, I got a little bump, but, like, they just didn't put me back in because we were already.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. It seemed pretty optimistic about it.
But in a perfect world, everyone's healthy. X on AJ, Kohu on Devontae.
Okay, but that's what I was going to ask. Do you think X goes on AJ? Because X didn't cover Diggs not once in that Bills game.
I would think so.
I don't know why. I think it's a
Fangio, like, his corners, I guess, play a side.
They took
advantage of that because they never put Diggs on his that side.
Exactly, but I understand that.
Yeah, I think there's got to be those adjustments.
Because what, the Eagles are going to do the same thing.
But, exactly. Like, you've got to put X, you've got to put X on AJ Brown. Like,
you could start the game. Devontae Smith, too, he's a good receiver, too.
Just put him on that side, even if it's like zone and stuff. Like, just put him there so you see that. Like,
having Deshaun Elliott obviously is big, too. We didn't have him in that Bills game. He clearly is the safety next to Vaughn that's going to make that defense better. Jalen Phillips is back, and even though he was on a limited count, obviously that's big.
Wilkins had a coming up party.
Yeah, Wilkins, two games in a row, played really well. D-line is starting to put pressure on again, and Chubb had a couple sacks too. So
that's
the D-line we've been waiting to see all year again. But this is a good offensive line this week, so we'll see.
I think
Lane
Johnson might be out.
Yeah.
That's huge.
They're banged up. Yeah. So I'm waiting for, like, the defense coming out party where we get, like, a couple turnovers. Like, that's the game that I want to see from the defense. I don't think it happens against Philly, but the defense has to play well for us to stay in that game.
You want to do some game predictions?
And our offense,
like,
too.
I want, like,
scores, stats.
A score is something that's going to happen. Okay. Kind of like what we did.
We did that, yeah.
We did it in the second week.
We
were pretty good with the Pats. That game was pretty spot on.
Yeah, that was actually called. I called the strip fumble.
I called a pick. I said X pick, though. Oh, wait, X did get a pick.
Yeah. Let me hear it. You go first.
I actually just before that I wanted to say that my takes, although my picks have not been the best, my Mac Jones take is marinating well.
Your player
and the fan Shannon Sharp was, like, talking about today. Something we said episode one, Tyreek Hill, best player in the league, outside the quarterback position, number one. Now Shannon Sharp is saying it. I think he's been listening to the pod. Shannon, if you're listening, come on.
I saw a comment on one of those
Sharp.
Today.
Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah. I do think that our player picks have been good.
But yeah. I got one. I'll go. I think the Finns. I'm gonna go. I think the Finns are gonna not shock the world. I think it's kind of a lot of people are saying it's kind like of a pick-up game right now. Yeah. But I'm gonna go Dolphins 31, Eagles 28. I think it's gonna be a really close game.
Damn.
I think it'll be I think it's gonna be a really good close game. I'm gonna call the easiest play in sports, Tyreek Hill touchdown. But I'm gonna also say Javon's getting his first pick this week.
I like that.
He's getting his first pick.
I like that.
We're
gonna need the turnovers. Yeah.
I like that. I was leaning kind of the same way in terms of the pick. I'm gonna go. Kohu is gonna get one. I think Cater's gonna get one. He's been a little, he's had a good year, but people are kind of like picking at him a little bit, and I don't think it's fair. So yeah. I do think big game for him. He wants a redemption against a good receiver, good team. Mm-hmm. He's gonna show. I think he's gonna get a pick. And I think Jalen Phillips is gonna get a strip sack.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. That's what I was saying. I think we're gonna strip Hurts at some point.
Yeah.
They're gonna try to be really conservative with the ball, try to run the ball on us big time. So I think we're gonna get I think Chubb gets a fumble sack.
You think Chubb gets that?
How about this? Holland scoops up and scores a touchdown.
Ooh. Let's ride.
Ooh. I like that. That's hype.
I think it's a field goal game either way.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna come down literally the last possession. They're gonna come out fired up. The crowd's gonna be into it big time. Mm-hmm. I think we could expose their secondary. I mean, we have a big advantage. They have the advantage up front, but I think we can't. I think we do pull it off 35-31. I know it's not field goal, but 35-31.
I'm gonna go 27-23.
Ooh, more defensive battle.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be more defensive. I think our offense is gonna play really well, but I think they're gonna slow us down a little bit. But we're gonna be right there, still floating right around 30 points. But I think they hold us to 27 points. We're gonna run the ball a lot. I do think Tua goes for 300 again, two tutties, and he's gonna run one in.
Hey. Ooh, yeah. Let's go! Yeah. Let's go!
Yeah.
We're gonna do our own tush push.
Exactly. He's gonna run one in.
Let's go!
So yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
Should be a good one.
Should be hype.
Yeah.
It's gonna be
insane. How many fights do you think break out this week?
Over
in
under
in the stands or
I'm just hoping I don't come back for the black eyes guys winning.
Yeah, we're gonna need you to come back and do a speech, right? But yeah, let's make it back in one piece.
Yeah, I'm gonna try.
I think it's gonna be a hostile environment.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
The Dolphins just have a target on their back right now. Everybody wants to beat us. They don't,
of course.
They want to be the team that stops.
They want to try to stop the greatest offense in the planet.
Yeah. But all right, I'm hyped. I'm super hyped. We'll
see you there Sunday night.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a good. I'm sure there's gonna be a good Miami crowd out there.
No, so always travel well.
Miami fans travel well, so it should be a good game. So college, you want to get into some college?
Let's see.
I know we got a hell of a week for college football this week.
Yeah, there's that big, the
and there were some good games that. Oh my God, Panthers!
Well, dude, I had a 4-3. Jesus Christ! 20 seconds. Oh, I had order. I pulled it up here, but
whew, how much
first one of the year? First one of the year.
I got dumb.
Hey, the Cats are back, baby. I'm fully decked out. We got to show the Cats some love.
Yep. I got my hat on today too.
Huge Stanley Cup run. Last year, we're a bit banged up start of the season, but we still got
as expected. Started a little slow.
Yeah. It was
as expected.
Yeah, we're still waiting. Like guys like Ekblad are off, like a little bit more. Yeah. But like it's just we need to survive the first month, and then we'll catch our groove later. But
when does Chucky supposed to come back?
No, Chuck's back.
Oh, he's already back.
Dude, he had 3 assists today.
Nutty. You're lying. Was that the first game he's back?
No, he started. I don't know how he
started the year.
The year, the one that's
out. I thought he didn't play.
No, he played for 2. He's crazy. The one who didn't start was Ekblad.
Ekblad. Yeah.
I think I know there's a few other guys.
Chucky's a beast, bro.
I think Bennett's out. But Cats. Well, when you're listening to this, it's the home opener Thursday against the Maple Leafs, who are the favorites, pretty much the win of the Stanley Cup this year. So it's gonna be electric. So go Cats, baby.
We'll upset them again.
Hell yeah,
we're gonna. Oh yeah.
But yeah, we'll talk more Cats as the season goes
on. Yeah, it's a long season, but we got to wrap.
That was so electric. You know they're going to be chanting that on Thursday, too. It's like...
It's going to be sick. I hope the home crowd shows up for that game, too.
Yeah, I'm going to try to go. I'm going to try to go to that game. But yeah, so college football, it's crazy because like we're talking about it right before. It's like the halfway mark already. And honestly, as far as college seasons have gone in the past 10 years, or honestly, probably past, I don't know how many years, this is, seems to be the most parity in college football. Like, I don't know who, like, 1,000%. Georgia's obviously very good, but they're not, like, the last 2 years Georgia. Yeah. Who's just been dominant. They're still very good. Obviously, they're still probably the favorite. Bama's fallen off. You've got Penn State. You got Michigan. You got Ohio State. You got Washington.
Georgia hasn't looked dominant at all either.
At all. That's what I'm saying. And Oregon just lost this week, but Oregon's still very good.
Very good team.
A one loss team that
they could have won that game 100%.
Yeah, could for sure make the playoffs. FSU,
Oklahoma.
Texas, Oklahoma. Love each other. Yeah, like these. Yeah. There's so many really good teams that
a lot can pan out between then and you know 100%. Between now and then.
Yeah,
where even these one loss teams that FIU, have good
like
loss.
You know what I mean, the big dogs. But it was a crazy weekend. Obviously, that Oregon Washington game was nuts. But the big game of the weekend is Penn State Ohio State at Ohio State. I think it's 6-3, I think, or 4 maybe.
7-3. Penn State 7, Ohio State 3.
They dropped off from 63 on me.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. They have to beat Ohio State. If they want to get any, you know, if they want to win the Big Ten, if they want to get any national recognition, you have to beat Ohio State.
Well, as an alumni, talk to us a little bit about State and what do you expect to see this weekend?
This is like a legacy game for James Franklin, man. Yeah. I feel like ever since he won that game in 2016, which we both went to, which was
one of the wildest games of my
craziest life. Game ever been to, insane, wide out, whatever, field goal block, insane.
Yeah.
We haven't beat Ohio State since. Yeah. But 2 years after that, we lost by a combined 2 points against them. We choked both times.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Franklin's due for a big win, especially like now. Like this is a year like Penn State has all weapons on offense.
Penn State has looked good all year long.
Ohio State's, you know, like their quarterback's kind of sus. Like we don't really know much about them. So like, I think this is the year they could get it done. Drew Allar, the quarterback for Penn State, he's an Ohio guy. He goes back to Ohio. You know,
I love that.
It's Penn State has a firepower. Their defense is disgusting.
Yeah,
they put up 23 against Indiana. Right, it was 23-3 against Indiana. Yeah, Ohio State. They beat Youngstown State 35-7. They beat Western Kentucky 63-10. They won a miracle against Notre Dame.
That was wild.
That's right.
Started like crap against Maryland. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, they ended up pulling away in that game, and then they beat Purdue. Like they haven't looked insanely good. Obviously, in Ohio State on a big game, it's going to be a tough environment. But I do think this is the year Penn State could and well,
yeah.
I mean, what's the spread on that game right now?
I think it's four and a half. I do love how it's at noon, which is great for us. Obviously, it's not nighttime at the shoe, so that's huge for us.
Yeah.
But it would have been sick.
It would have been sick.
Is game day going to be there? Probably. I think it is. I think it should be.
I mean, there's a lot of big games this week, but I'm assuming that's got to be the game of the week.
Yeah. I'm sitting on a Penn State. I mean, I really need this game because I'm sitting on a Penn State future of to make the playoff and to win the national championship.
Oh, wow.
It's the only future I have in college football. That's the only one. And him and Jason have talked me into, and obviously I watched so much Penn State because of these guys. And last year, I remember what you were telling me about, like, you know, all the, like, the young guys that you guys had, that running back.
Nick Singleton.
Sick.
Keenan Allen.
And you're like last year wasn't the year, but, like, this is the year that they're going to be dangerous. And, like, they've done nothing but prove that. But this is their biggest test, and it's going to be huge. So, I think they can get it done. I mean, I think they're one of the best. Like I said, there's so much parity that I think they're all the top dogs are kind of in that same bunch of, like, there's, like, a tier one that's usually just, like, Georgia-Bama. But now the tier one is Penn State, Michigan, FSU, all the guys I named before, Oklahoma, Texas, all of them.
Yeah.
So there's so many good teams that it's going to be awesome. I wish that the playoff was 12 teams this year because
I know this would be that the year. Would have been nuts. This would be the year to have it.
So it's cool to see. It's cool to see that it's like we have, obviously, you know, all these schools are still like very well known schools and like, you know, they're very good, but it's a nice refresher that it's like not an SEC school.
It's not like.
In a couple months, we're gonna be saying, "Oh, Georgia not playing again."
Yeah, but
for now, at least it's like there's some sort of.
I mean, even like a Clemson, nice. They've kind of fallen off a little bit.
Yeah,
they have. Georgia obviously still top dog. Ohio State, Michigan, all those guys are still top dogs. But I mean, even when they were around, it was always like Bama's gonna beat them or Georgia's gonna beat them.
Florida in those days, like the SEC, it was just an SEC school. Like,
exactly.
Like, which SEC representative is going this week? Oh.
Yeah.
The SEC fanboys aren't gonna like that one, man.
No.
Proper school.
But there's that game that's obviously a big game, and then there's the Duke and Florida State game, which is in Doak Campbell. Florida State, obviously ACC versus ACC school. Duke has looked good all year long.
Quarterback back? I know he got injured. Hey, Notre Dame
I don't
game.
Know if he's going to be back. I know he's been tweaked up. I haven't really heard anything as to if he'll be playing.
Yeah.
Minus 14 though.
It's minus 14. I don't know if FSU covers that. They look like they're starting to put it together again because they've snuck by a couple weeks. But I mean. I feel like that's no respect to Duke.
Is that Doak?
Yeah.
It's in Doak. It is in Doak. Yeah. And it's a 7:30 game. So I expect that place to be electric.
FSU have anybody who they play next week? Maybe it's like a look-ahead game.
I know they have a couple big games coming up, but they got Wake Forest on the road, then Pitt on the road, and then they're at home against Miami. So
yeah, they're not looking ahead.
Yeah, this is their game. They played really well against Syracuse. So, I mean – if FSU can go in and stomp Duke, then I do think they're the real deal, like everyone kind of expected to be. And then at that point, I mean, their hardest game is Miami. And then they got to go play in the Swamp the last week of the year, which
is tough.
The Swamp is not easy.
That's a good game.
That's a rivalry game. I mean, it doesn't matter. UF can have zero wins, and you're not guaranteed anything when you go to the Swamp.
It's the same with Miami one, too. It's like those games.
And Miami historically plays well in Doak Campbell from what UM fans were telling me.
Don't listen to those guys.
Yeah.
I think the last time we played there was the year that you guys converted the 4th-and-17 to go up ahead. And the year before that was the year that we beat you guys in Doak.
Yeah, I remember they beat us once over there in the last couple years. Yeah,
two-game win streak beating us.
Yeah.
Maybe we took like three in a row with you guys. And then,
the last game at Doak was close, like, and we won. And then the last one was last year in Miami where that was a straight beatdown.
Yeah.
I hope that's the case again.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, I mean, college football, it's been a blast this year.
Yeah.
And I just love the fact that, you know, right now, no one knows. Like, there's no one.
No, it's wide open.
Well, the Heisman race at Penix made a huge jump this week. He's kind of the big favorite now. But that Washington is very good. Like, that team's good.
Yeah.
Oregon's good. The Pac-12 is good, which is hilarious because they're collapsing.
So what would be the situation for
Washington's Big Ten now.
Well, they're going to be
That's
Big
what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're going to be Big Ten.
It's
USC, UCLA, Oregon, Washington, Big Ten, Texas, Oklahoma,
SEC.
Yeah. There's other Pac-12 schools. I think like Colorado, all these guys are going to Big 10 or Big 12. I think if I'm not mistaken.
Stanford's going to ACC.
Stanford's going to ACC. Yeah, SMU's going to ACC.
Cal.
So like the Pac-12 said, it's only Oregon State who is really good. And I've been picking them a few weeks. They had a huge game. It's literally just them and Washington State are the only two teams left in the Pac-12. I don't know what the hell they're going
to
do. So, like, get out. Like, just go somewhere already. Like,
you have to.
They're both
you have to make
teams.
That decision.
I see UCF maybe making a jump.
But what the hell is that going to do for them? That's not going to do crap.
They're Big 12. They're fine now. Because essentially, I mean, next year, there's no Pac-12, so there's going to be only four power. It's going to be the P4, essentially. There's only four power, four conferences, I guess, now. And then eventually, like, I mean,
it's going to be two. Like,
it's going to be the Big Ten and SEC.
It's going to be like, it's going to be literally NFL, NFC, AFC type of thing.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's going to be SEC,
be
yes, Big Ten.
Yeah, a team that really messed it up for them.
Which I hate, by the way. I hate that. I like all the conferences. Like, it makes it fun, but with all the money.
No, it's going to have to go down this way.
Which is funny because, like, college football, like, to me, and I love college football. For me, I'm a huge NFL guy, but college football, like, there's a part of it and is like, it's not the same that it used to be in terms of because of all the money and the transferring and all the conference realignment. But like when you watch the games are still so much fun. And it's like that's never probably going to change. The atmospheres for college football, like college football are insane. But like it's just like the new realignments and all that stuff. It's like, like they need to work something on that because I mean, so I'm hoping
it's just a free-for-all right now.
The 12-team playoff would be fun because it's like,
it gives teams a chance, you know, especially now that these conferences are kind of, I mean, you really don't know how it's going to really go at the end of the day. So you put the top 12 teams in there and let them hash it out at the end of the year.
I think the next jump, by the way, is I think it's going to be FSU and Clemson going to
FSU. FSU wants out.
They're going to go to the SEC.
But they have to pay a lot of money to get out.
Miami's an interesting one because I don't think Miami's going to go SEC. I think if they're going to go anywhere, they'd go Big Ten.
I mean, the ACC now is trying to make moves to, like, I guess.
They're trying.
I know, but think about it. If you lose
FSU a Florida
and
State.
Clemson to the SEC and all you brought in was SMU and Stanford.
You don't match.
It's just like Miami's going to have to eventually get out. I mean, they're going to stay in it a little bit. They can want to win. There's still other good teams. Like,
you got UNC.
UNC is good.
Yeah, I can see UNC. I can see UNC making a jump too, but not yet.
Speaking about Clemson, that's what I wanted to talk about was UNC. Two,
but
I want to talk UNC because –
No.
I don't really care about the UM game besides I told you so Van Dyke stinks and UM never covers. If there's a lock on this podcast,
what was it to cover?
It was there are
three.
There are
three.
Yeah.
We didn't beat the over under, right?
Oh yeah, the over got
72, I think.
Yeah,
UNC did a lot of that scoring.
Yeah. I can't say much, please. Don't worry about it. My team's down in the gutter right now, so.
Yeah, but
you're right next to me, though. It's me and you. In the gutter. Yes, dude. Oh, my God. That game was insane.
That was bad. 29. Yeah. They blew a 29-point lead.
I was watching the game. I was up for most of the comeback. I ended up falling asleep on my couch, and I woke up. I'm like, what the hell? I went back to sleep. I woke up this morning.
It was in Colorado, right?
What the hell?
Yeah.
It lost?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in Colorado. It was bad. It was a bad L. Yeah. But UNC's good. That Drake May kid's really good. But there's a lot of really good quarterbacks.
And UNC can hypothetically control their destiny. And
they would play – they're on the other side.
Yeah. They would play FSU in the ACC championship if they went out.
That'll be a good game.
And that'd be in North Carolina, right?
That's in North Carolina. That's where the ACC championship is. So all of a sudden, they went out. I mean, you can't not put an undefeated UNC team in the college football playoffs, especially if they beat an undefeated FSU team let's call them their number two or three in the nation at that point. UNC's in. We're getting super ahead of the curve, but how crazy of a story would that be?
You know what? I want to do something. Let's before we move on for college football. I want to each person give their playoff predictions.
That's what I wanted to do too. I'm done because I was just looking at that because. Right now, this is where it currently stands, right? Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Ohio State 3, FSU 4, Washington's 5, Oklahoma 6, Penn State 7, Texas 8, Oregon 9, and 10 is UNC. And then you got Alabama floating at 11, which they're technically not out of it either.
Yeah. No, 100%.
So if you play situational aspect, right? Mm-hmm. Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State all still have to play each other, right? Mm-hmm. At least once, basically, right? Because what side?
They're all on the same side, right?
They're on the same division.
Yeah,
I think the best three teams in college football are in their same division. Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan. They could be
the top three teams in the country right now.
Yeah, that's why I think if there are two people in that top four, it'd be for the Big Ten for sure.
Yeah.
But there probably won't be because there's so many other good teams.
That's the issue. I actually was thinking because when I
this
first
this is why the
12-team
playoff is going to exist. One of those teams is not going to make it and they probably deserve every right to be in there.
But I was thinking that because I was trying to put together my four in my head and I was like, damn, I'm thinking a one-loss Big Ten team, two of them can hypothetically make it.
But then I'm like, damn, there are so many teams with three of them.
Teams would have to drop off.
Like Washington would have to lose for sure. Oklahoma would have to lose. UNC obviously would have to not win out.
Yeah.
And then Alabama would have to lose to Georgia in the SEC championship. And that would be the only way possible that all three would make in. Yeah, obviously, with one of those three having one loss to
The thing is, you'd need those other teams to have more than one loss. Like, you would need Washington to lose twice.
If
they win the Pac-12, they'll give it to them, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Just because they they'll take that conference.
Yeah, they'll take their conference championship.
Even though Penn State was the Big Ten champ in 2016, they get in. But Ohio State went in, who they beat the same year, which is crazy.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah.
There's definitely a little, like, you can start telling the way they start picking some of these teams as the season goes on, what they prioritize and what they don't. But yeah, I mean, anything can happen. So I don't know. What do you want your four to be?
I've got my four. I'm going to stick with Georgia in there. I think they'll be the SEC representative. I'm going to go Penn State. I think Penn State's going to win the Big Ten. I'm going to go FSU. I think they're going to hold on and win the ACC. And then I'm going to go Washington. I think we're going to have one Pac-12 team. And, you know, I think Oregon can still make it back in if they run the table. But I'm going to go with Washington. I think Penix is the real deal.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to kick Georgia out. I'm just going to kick them out because I want to see an all four new teams. Awesome. I think Georgia's probably safe to make it. But I'm actually going to sneak in Texas.
You want to hear something?
I think Texas could sneak in. If I can see Oklahoma, if Texas runs the table and Oklahoma slips, I don't know if they'll play again.
Would they play
Big 12 championship maybe?
In the championship?
I don't
game?
Know if they're on the same side yeah, though, like Penn State, Ohio State, and stuff. Yeah,
they might,
but if not, if they meet in the Big Ten and Texas beats them, like they can sneak in there.
Let me see.
And that's a big name to have in there as the four seed. So it'll be sick. Yeah. But I do think Georgia will probably make it. But I'll have four.
Dan, you can give your four. I'm going to look up this Big 12.
I'm going to go Penn State unbiased. maybe a little bit. Penn State. I'm gonna bring back Bama. I think Bama somehow switches back.
We're just so accustomed to seeing them there. It's like
I can see them beating Georgia in the SEC championship, somehow making their way back. Because if they beat them in the SEC championship, they're back. I mean, they're already number 11 if they beat Tennessee this week. Top 10, they're in.
Is the Big 12 even split up into two?
It should be.
Because, like, when I look it up here, Big 10.
It might be the top
it's
two.
It's East and West, and then Big 12 is just all one. And then if you look at Atlantic Coastal, it's split up. Oh, no, it's not split up. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Third, give me FSU. I like the Noles and the ACC. And then four, give me Oregon.
I like Oregon coming back. I think Oregon come back.
Beating Washington in the Pac-12 championship.
Yeah.
They make that.
That would be crazy. That would be nuts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have FSU at getting in there. Not necessarily in this order, but Michigan, I think, gets in there as well.
Michigan's good, man.
Michigan's good. Michigan's really good. Anything can happen. And
they do play us in Happy Valley.
I know.
That's huge.
That is huge.
We got to be Ohio State for something.
I do think Penn State actually gets in there as
Big Tens?
Yeah. And my fourth team, this is where I struggle. For me, it's somewhere between Oklahoma, Washington, and Oregon. I think it's one of those three teams that get in there.
That's good, man.
And I'm going to just show love to Oregon, so I'm going to pick Oregon as a four. But I do think that one of those three teams are in, and I don't think a Georgia or a Bama are going to get in this year.
In terms of like I still think that the SEC just has that power.
But you know what's going to happen is Georgia's going to lose to Florida in the Swamp in 2 weeks.
Well, no, but they play at Jacksonville.
Oh, at Jacksonville.
Neutral
fields. I think Gator fans are going to really show up.
Hammered.
And this is the thing. Georgia's playing Tennessee this weekend, which is going to be a hell of a game.
No.
Bama's playing Tennessee.
But Georgia has a Florida has a bye week going into that game, and I think they're gonna shock them.
I like that. I think that
they're gonna shock them, and that's just gonna ruin Georgia's draft stock for the playoffs. So
I like it.
I think that's gonna be an upset.
I like it. An early call.
Yeah.
And Bowers is out, the tight end.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I think for the year, right? So
that's true. I don't know if it's for the year. I know.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Oh, really?
Pretty much the whole year. So that's like their firepower in their offense. So that's huge for Georgia.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I do think it's going to be a wild end to college football these next few weeks.
I think it's going to be a winner this year. Yeah. It's not going to be like Georgia or Bam. I don't think, yeah.
That'd be sick. Let me see.
We'll see. All right. I know a couple people wanted to talk about it, and Dan, you brought it up a little bit. There's some big kind of breaking news today with the Marlins GM and kind of what went down there. What are you thinking about that? Yeah, it's not with the Marlins.
Dude.
Yeah, it's like, not what the Marlins felt like they needed to do. Like, as a Marlins fan, we all kind of woke up to that news today, and we were like, dude, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, why did that happen? And ultimately, what it seems to be is that the Marlins wanted to hire a baseball operations person, and she didn't want to be number two. And
she deserved every right to not be that person.
Yeah. And now the rumor is she's going to get poached by Boston.
I've heard that too.
I mean, dude, if you look at the comments, Yankees fans were going crazy saying they want her.
Yeah.
Boston fans saying they want her. Like, clearly she proved that she did something there that no one really thought. We weren't even supposed to be a playoff team this year. Yeah. It was like, let's figure out.
She made that big move. Like the trade. And
Berger and Bell at the trade deadline were massive acquisitions for us. Mm-hmm. And we were playing well before the trade deadline, but they were the right pieces to add to that lineup that ultimately what carried us into the playoffs. And now you have Arias that's going to be a free agent. I think Berger is a free agent. Bell is a free agent.
Soler is a free agent,
Soler is a free agent. The Marlins don't pay people. Are you going to pay Arias, who's won the batting title 2 years in a row? And you got lucky. You got him on a bargain this year, basically. It stinks because the Marlins did something this year that no one expected, and she was a big part of it. And Skip Schumacher obviously is a massive part of it too. And now you lose a new GM, and it's like, who do you even get?
Yeah,
one step forward, 10 steps back.
Yeah, that's how it feels. Unless they can prove otherwise that something went down, but it really was disappointing to see that they did that. And it's like
Sandy's out for next year too.
Yeah, so no, like, Sandy next year. Right. Another arm down. I really don't know what the Marlins are going to do, because if you lose Arias, no Sandy, like you said, you're now back into like, what is that team going to look like next year?
How about Jazz? How long do we have Jazz for? Or did we just sign
Jazz? I want to say we just signed him. He's got a few years left with us. I want to say he's got to stay healthy. This is the healthiest he's been all year, and it shows that he's valuable to the lineup. And it was his first year as a center fielder, so stinks to see. But we'll see what they do. That's something to keep an eye on. I know no one was happy about that one.
Long off season,
yeah. But let's get our locks of the weekend.
All right, let's do it.
Yes,
all right. The honors first.
Hey, you got to turn it around, man.
What is it? One in five now.
One in five.
I'll try to turn the tide with my picks here, guys.
Right, this is episode six.
All right, Dan. I got one lock of the week here, guys, and we're bringing back USA pride here. We got Air Force Navy.
Oh.
Over 37.
The over in the game
will be Annapolis. The 22nd ranked Air Force. I don't even know their mascot, actually. But yeah, I like Air Force. They're nasty. They're high flying. They're scoring. No pun intended.
I like
and
that.
And obviously, it's always a rivalry game with Navy. I'm loving that. I'm loving that number, 37.
I love that.
That's a sick pick. I like that.
And that's my lock. That's all I got. I do like a parlay, Dolphins money line and Penn State money line. I'm not saying a lot, but I got you.
Lock of the week. You're not gonna. I don't think you're
gonna. As long as you knock on wood, that's all I need. All
right.
Maybe.
Penn State plus 4.5 is my lock of the week. And I love that parlay. Double down in it. Dolphins money line two.
Let's go.
I love it.
Yeah,
I'm right. Double lock.
I'm going. I'll throw two locks.
Big games for both teams.
I really like Penn State. I mean, like I said, I'm sitting on a big Penn State ticket. I think Penn State, like we talked about, is one of the best teams, and I think it's way close. I mean, it's kind of a coin flip game, and the fact that it's 4.5 is kind of crazy to me. So I'm going to take Penn State with the number, and then you know, the Finns, I'm going to take them every week. So just add that to the card.
I like it.
Let's go. I love it.
I'm going to go Lions, money line over the Ravens.
Let's go.
They're actually 3-point dogs in Baltimore.
Huge.
I don't think.
And we need for any NFC teams. Give me NFC
exactly.
teams.
Like, we need NFC teams to beat the AFC teams. This week was the opposite. Like every AFC team feel like they won. But it's fine because we keep winning, so it's all good.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to take the over on that game right now.
I'm going to join you on that over.
Which is 42 too. Points right now. Mm-hmm. I do think it's going to be back and forth. I think the Ravens are going to score points, but I don't think they're going to score enough. I think the Lions win that game.
I think both will score 21 points.
Yeah, so exactly.
Someone's got to break the tie.
Yeah. So we're going to go 27-23 Lions.
Ooh, I like that.
Even Jared Goff
prediction.
And Jared Goff is a game-winning touchdown drive.
Nice. Throw to Amon St. Brown, sun god.
But yeah, you want to make any other picks for the week? Or?
Honestly, that was my other one. I'm just gonna stick with the Penn State and I'm sorry, FIU plus 5.5. Slip my mind because it's tomorrow or 2 days. But yeah, no, I'm pretty good on locks this week. I'll keep it low.
Just a little baseball, right? We're wrapping up playoffs there. You have the Astros that are about to go down in that series. I mean, anything could happen. They're down 2-0 in that series. The Rangers are unstoppable force right now.
Really?
Dude, they don't lose. They haven't lost. They're on fire. Okay. And they beat them.
Yeah.
They beat good teams to get to where they are. And they're going to probably get to the World Series. I mean, I hope they do because I hate the Astros.
Yeah.
And the Phillies Diamondbacks. Like, no one predicted that to be the NL matchup going into the World Series. Phillies are up 5-3 right now. And they're hot too, man. Their bats are on fire.
I'm thinking Philly wins 4-1 in Philly Saturday night. They got their hopes up. You know, Phillies are in the World Series again.
I like that. Exhausted Philly fans.
Sunday night, let down when the Fins win. Man.
Let's go. They're going to be hungover.
They're going to be so pissed.
I like it.
Bum Hemsley.
I'm down for Philly fans to like get off their high horse.
That team's sick though.
It's electric. But I think the Fins take care of business this weekend too.
Facts.
Humble them down a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Nope. Anything else you want to...
I think that's it for me.
It's good. Dan, anything you want to leave for the people?
We'll be electric this weekend in Philly, man. It's going to be nuts.
Hey, take some videos on.
Yeah, take some videos, please.
I'll be sending some good content from Philly.
I like it.
Penn State, Ohio State
man
Bar.
On the ground.
Live coverage down there in Philly. Hopefully, you know, don't get any fights.
Yeah.
Stay clean. We'll be good. Get a job.
Let the Dolphins do the talking.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you good? Think?
Yeah. Yeah. I said Dolphins are trying to go to what?
Well, I'd say on my end, I'm good too. We'll see what happens this weekend. Thanks for tuning in. Like, subscribe, do everything. Share with your friends, share with your family if you've made it this long. We appreciate you. Let's keep the momentum going. And Van Dyke stinks. We'll see you next week.
Fins up, we are.